Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
This is for all the rookies that don't know how to drive in the snow. I have a tip for you. Stay home.
On WAAF.
We'll see you there. Now, the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 2:15 p.m.
Hey, Chip, you're making my point. I'm sure Alexander Graham Bell got laughed at when he invented the Model T Ford.
End of message.
Oh, please, Henry Ford invented the Model T.
4:28 a.m.
Welcome back, Argumentative LB. A recap of yesterday's show. You don't know how to run a business. I run a nonprofit. I play for the Bruins.
End of message.
You know what? You can't get me going.
You were.
Really?
You were friendly and polite for, I don't know, it was about a week or so. Post-hospital,
too.
But, yeah, Argumentative Lindy is back. But, hey. It is what it is. You're passionate.
Well, I just get the emails from the WAF fans, and they're like, you know
you
what?
Don't you're read
you're
your
boring.
Email.
You're, you know,
first of all.
They don't like you. They don't like you when you're happy and nice.
Right.
They like you when you're angry.
Right.
Angry Lindy. That's what they like.
6:06 a.m.
You guys and Tom Brady kill me. He doesn't get a pass on this. It's common courtesy. You're inside the theater. Take your friggin' hat off.
Mm-hmm. End of message.
So theater goers were angered by Bestie at a performance of Hamilton, the play, the other night because he had his hat on and they couldn't see over him and his hat.
Right.
And Danielle says, you're inside. You're a man. Take your hat off.
Yeah.
But it's the theater. Don't people wear elaborate outfits to the theater?
This isn't Comic-Con. Yeah, they wear elaborate outfits, but not with hats.
Well, you wear...
You get Bill and Susan that drive down from North Reading. It's their one big night out a year, and their kids spent their entire, like, life savings on Hamilton tickets, and they're stuck behind Brady, who's already tall, and Giselle, who's also tall, and they're like, great, why won't this DB take his beanie off? And they turns around, they're like, who's this guy, Tom Brady?
Do we know what kind of a hat it was?
Yeah. It was a beanie. It was like a winter beanie.
It was a toque.
But it was like...
No, it's not a beanie. A beanie is skin tight to your head.
Well, it was a loose beanie. It was a beanie with some room.
It was a toque, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what you're saying?
Yeah. It was a beanie with room for a man bun.
Yeah. Don't you take it off and put it on your knee or something?
Right. Thank you. Even if LB thinks that Tom Brady was wrong.
6:06 a.m.
Hey, servant. Grab me the Grey Poupon. Some idiot had this huge hat in front of me. What an idiot.
End of message.
I just can't believe he was sitting with the plebes.
6:35 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, but the over-under on an elbow to the head is under-over. If you look at it and nothing changes, then it's not changed at all. But I just think that high school kids are trying to blow each other's knees out. Because do not shut off my mic. Do not shut off my mic. Ah!
End of message.
I
have nothing more to say about this. If you play competitive sports,
you just said something more. You haven't even watched the video though. That's the hilarious part of this.